You're listening to WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. The League of Women Voters of Tennessee is holding public redistricting hearings around the state. There was one yesterday in Memphis, and another is scheduled for next Tuesday in Chattanooga. We spoke with League President Debbie Gould about what's expected from these hearings.
And it will be a hybrid meeting, both virtual and in person, so that we can get the maximum number of people who want to speak have access to it.
Are you going to help people get their maps to their legislators? Or are you basically facilitating people being able to talk?
The hearings that we're doing now are not necessarily looking at specific maps. They are looking really at informal input. And if people want to submit maps as part of that process, that's great. But what we do know is that whatever comes out of these hearings, we are sharing with the committees, the House Redistricting Committee and the Senate Redistricting Committee. And we will encourage individuals to continue to share their information as well. The state has been very clear at this point that they will not accept partial maps. But they've also said, also clearly, that they will accept informal input early in the process. So that's what we're really looking at, is whether it comes in the form of a partial map that says, this is what my part of my city looks like and that I want it to be included, or whether it's just people talking about it. We're happy to facilitate that, and we certainly will, both as a document from the hearing, and also we will, of course, create some sort of executive summary of it that we will submit. And obviously encourage people to use all their other opportunities for input. We know we're not the only ones who will be doing hearings, and we really encourage people to take all those opportunities to make their voices heard.
We know that nationwide, the redistricting battles that happen every decade are pretty contentious. In your experience with the League, with not just the public, but with elected officials, do you think that we do have a chance to have fair redistricting in a state that is by far ruled by one party?
What the League cares about is process. We are looking at a transparent and open process that allows for public input. What the outcomes are politically is something that we as a nonpartisan organization have to step back from, and that's really up to others to look at. But I will say that we know that if you're not at least making the effort to provide input, you can't really expect people to know. Drawing political boundaries for an entire state, the local, county, and state level, is inherently a political process. What this redistricting process allows us is new opportunities, more than we've had in the past, quite frankly, to provide input. And that's what we're looking for, is those opportunities. And of course, in the long run, the League would say best practices from other states is to have nonpartisan groups, separate nonpartisan commissions draw the maps, and that definitely helps limit it. But we know that there will always be political considerations. We're asking that these political considerations be buffered by making them fair and representable of their communities.
Is there anything I didn't ask you that you feel should be mentioned?
So I don't know if you've followed your local county commission at all.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I figured so. And I have to say, I really appreciated the way that they had laid out their website for input, that they had a place both for comments and for people to make public statements. And I thought that was really an excellent way to begin the process. The League of Women Voters always takes the long view. And our goal would be that every one of the 95 counties has as much transparency as a place like Knox County. I mean, we know that there are some counties where they haven't even formulated their commission yet. So you know, there's a lot of variety, and the more that we could see in the future to create some sort of uniformity and standards, I think would be really wonderful.